I first heard about Jess Tom several years ago talking about Backstage in Biscuitland. For that show, Jess delightfully warns audiences, quote, "Having Tourette's means I'm neurologically incapable of staying on script, and that's where the fun starts," end quote. While Jess also uses the name Tourette's Hero, please don't mistake her for the one-dimensional super crip stereotype. She's a hero for focusing not on how she performs despite her disability, but on how her work is what it is because of her disability. She uses the arts and storytelling to turn our attention to social barriers, ableism, and why on earth disabled people are expected to adapt and conform to non-disabled life even when it's not possible. Any type of inclusionism insists that there's a right way to exist and a not-so-right way to exist. Because the people with the most power in an institution or group are the ones who write the inclusion rules, the people who've been excluded don't really have a say in how the inclusion goes. And usually, they're not even allowed to have an argument about the roots of exclusion and why maybe let's don't do that thing where we both exclude people and avoid paying attention to why they find that exclusion so horrible. Jess advocates for and hosts relaxed performances. At one of these, you can break the strict rules of theater etiquette and politeness. But it's not about breaking rules. Really, it's about asking why experiencing a performance by making your own noise and moving around has to be considered disruptive, and sitting still and silent has to be considered polite. Again, ask yourself who makes up the rules about what's considered polite, rude, disruptive, nice, uncomfortable, or any of it. And ask yourself who gets left out of making these rules. If you're in the Portland area, it's your chance to fill your cup with Jess Tom, and I urge you to do it. Thanks to Boom Arts and Disability Art and Culture Project for putting together and sponsoring the events, and here they are. There's a flyer in the post and a downloadable PDF of it. The flyer shows Jess as Tourette's hero wearing a mask over her eyes and the top of her head, mouth open in a superhero yell. All the times, dates, and performance info and the sponsors are listed on the flyer. Here's the info. The show is called Stand Up, Sit Down, Roll Over. Boom Arts presents 4 one-of-a-kind evenings of highly irreverent stand-up from one of Europe's most distinctive voices in arts and disability justice, accompanied by performance and conversation programs featuring local and visiting artists. The dates are May 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th at 7:30 p.m. all at Echo Theater at 1515 Southeast 37th Avenue. This is on TriMet's line number 75 and 14. Tickets are $12 and up. For info on all that, go to boomarts.org. Here's the guest artists for each night. Friday, May 4th, Jan Derbyshire, Vancouver-based artist and comedian and facilitator consultant for Canada's Deaf and Mad Arts sector. Saturday, May 5th, Portland's own Disability Art and Culture Project, artistic director Kathy Coleman, and the Inclusive Arts Vibe Dance Company. Friday, May 11th, Portland-based multidisciplinary performance project Wobbly Dance and documentary filmmaker Cheryl Green. Hey, that's me. And Saturday, May 12th, Portland-based performer Little Clown Big Shoes, plus someone else, we'll find out soon who. All events are relaxed, meaning move or make sound as you need to. It's a wheelchair-accessible venue. ASL interpretation is provided. There will be audio description available on May 5th. All the events are scent-free. Please refrain from using scented body care products, and all are welcome. Here's some free additional activities with no registration required. First, there's the Heroes of the Imagination workshop at Echo Theater, May 6th, 2 to 5 p.m. This is an afternoon of free, fully accessible, multi-sensory, drop-in, superhero-themed activities for deaf, disabled, and non-disabled children and their grown-up sidekicks. It's created and facilitated by Tourette's Hero. And the second event is called Laughter, Access, Diversity, and Inclusion, Jess Tom, Changing the World One Tick at a Time. This is at the Central Library in downtown Portland, May 6th at 6 p.m. This is a talk by Tourette's Hero's Jess Tom, presented in partnership with Multnomah County Library and Disability Art and Culture Project as part of the Disrepresentation Evolving Disability Conversations series. I plan to be at nearly every one of these things, and I hope to see tons of people there.